Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What is a Mexican standoff? It's where one person's pointing a gun at somebody, the other person's pointing a gun at them. Then somebody else is pointing a gun at that person. What is being shanghaied? It's being knocked on the head on the West Coast and thrown on the ship and taken to be press ganged in the Orient. But the political correct people don't want you knowing language, so they just say that's racist. Here's London Telegraph. Offensive Halloween costumes banned by U.S. University. You can't be a redneck, too. They've already said that's racist. Not to making fun of white folks is bad, but just wanting to be a redneck, rednecks are racist. Working in the countryside and being white and working is racist. And now University of Colorado Boulder tells students to avoid costumes including cowboys, Indians, white trash, or anything politically deemed offensive. That's right. Mind control. And brown paper bags are racist. No, they're not. It's about making you shut down and be scared to talk and learn and interface. It's authoritarianism. If you just joined us, Infowars.com is reporting, but so is Fox News. They are telling Army soldiers that if you give money to Christian groups, you will be court-martialed and arrested because evangelicals that believe in a second coming of Christ are terrorists. You cannot make this up. We're taking military and police calls. Who's been holding the longest now? That'd be Scott. Then I'm going to go to Jim and Daniel and Les, who's a police officer. And we're going to hold our guest that's coming up, John Perkins, till 20 after. We're going to go to him after we go to your calls. Scott in North Carolina says you're in the Army. What is your take on saying that Christians and Tea Party, period, are terrorists?
Well, that's flat-out ridiculous, obviously. Just to know, I'm out of the military, a few years separated. But when I was in, I didn't pick up on any of that sentiment. We had briefings regarding domestic-type terrorist threat or a political extremist-type organizations. I personally don't recall much of that. But it's just a total overstep and attack and pretty much a brainwashing attempt.
No, that's it. That's it, Scott. It's total authoritarianism. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. I want to talk to folks who specifically are in right now or police who are getting these briefings or have gotten similar things. When we know about the briefings, we have links. This is confirmed. But I want to hear what you think about this. I mean, it'd be like if aliens landed and said, we are your leaders. Anyone that doesn't want to be under, you know, our control is a traitor. I mean, it's that ridiculous. Les in Oklahoma, who's a police officer, what is your take on this, Les?
Oh, Alan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. The point I want to make is that sometime back, police departments were able to get M16 full auto Colt A1 M16s from the government for $78 a piece, and that was delivered for $78. Now, the full auto M16. To me, that is something that you really don't need unless you're going to be going against somebody else with auto weapons. But I think that it's just part of them gearing up to put munitions in place for when something does happen.
That's right. No, it's on record. Under Brigade Homeland, they are putting in every sector, and they're different sizes depending on the geographic area and population. It's on record, sir. See, everything you've already reverse engineered is in documents. You can go look them up. They are caching the armored vehicles, the weapons, everything, so they can come get them when they need them and take them from you, and then have special federalized special event units that are going to be expanded that are really federal auxiliary, as you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that. But, you know, for $78 for a full auto M16, I'm not talking three-round burst. I'm talking full auto M16.
I'll tell you what, Les, stay there. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to come back to you. It's a short segment. I'm going to come back to you. Then we're going to talk to Michael, Jim, and Daniel. And then we're going to get our guest on about what the banks are doing to us. Look, they're openly saying the veterans are the number one terror threat, gun owners, and then Christians, and telling troops you'll be arrested and court-martialed if you give money to a Christian group.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Headlines up on InfoWars.com. Quoted soldiers told the Christians Tea Partiers a radical terror threat. But more importantly, they've been told by the counterterrorism, counterinsurgency federal officers that now command them under Homeland Security. Oh, that's now official. The new fifth column, literally, quite literally, officially Pentagon run now via Homeland Security. So they've merged the two, putting a former Pentagon official over it. Yeah, Johnson. His name's actually Jad Johnson. But you have all of this going on, and they tell him you will be court-martialed if you give money to any evangelical group or if you give money to any Tea Party group, which are legal, lawful groups being harassed and persecuted by the IRS. That's why some of the top evangelicals and the Southern Baptists as well came out and said, turn your guns in this year, because they've been told by the IRS. It's come out in Congress that they tell them, stop protesting abortion clinics and we won't seize your bank accounts or arrest you. And they go, but we're not doing anything wrong. We're a 501c3. We're a charity, a Christian charity against abortion. We're going to arrest you. And a lot of them go, okay, I guess I won't. And they go, good, victory. They want to shut down our political activities. This is so illegal. This is so evil. This is what we were brought up to learn about Russia and China and Cuba. And they're doing it. And we got a police officer, less in Oklahoma, talking about how they're giving them M16s and weapons basically for nothing. Armored vehicles are being pre-deployed everywhere. Then we're going to go to Michael and Jim and Daniel, and then we've got John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, joining us. Les, finish up any other points you want to make, and I'm sure you guys get your federal in-service training to get the free federal money that's not really free. I mean, it's in all those manuals that anybody that talks about a second coming of Christ is a radical. Ron Paul's a radical. A lot of them say Alex Jones is evil and a radical. We get those reports. Anybody that doesn't like the Federal Reserve is evil. Returning veterans are the number one enemy. I mean, have you been taught that in your department?
No, we haven't been taught that here in our department, and I will say yet anyway. And as far as people being radical or you being radical or whoever, anybody who's aware of the truth of what's going on, they're going to call radical. I know that for myself, if I am ordered to take guns from Christians, to take guns from anybody, I am one officer, and I know of many, many other officers who will throw their badge and commission cards on the desk and go home.
Well, that's a good thing to do. The problem is then down the road, as they shut the economy down, you get put on a list. So what do we do when the next phase comes and they come to throw you in a gulag with a bunch of communists, that's what they're going to use as their enforcers, literally torturing us to death? I mean, I'm not kidding. That's what they do everywhere else. That's what the weathermen that raised Obama planned. We have all the training, you know, films, all their plans that came out. I'm not kidding. If they could get away with it, that's their goal. So what do we do at that point?
Well, at that point, I know myself that I am not going to go to a gulag. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm a free American, and I'm just not going to go. I will not lay down and say, okay, I'm going. No, that will not happen. And I know many, many other officers that they will not lay down and go.
Well, God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your call. And that's an honorable thing to say. So many police now won't even say that on record. And here's how it'll work, though. They'll say, oh, Sergeant whatever his name is, Sergeant Jones or Sergeant Brown or Sergeant Bukowski or Sergeant Gonzalez, whatever the name is, he had child porn. He had illegal guns. He was selling them. He killed his wife, something like that. You'll know when you see it happening to a bunch of people, it's pure bull. I mean, just know that up front. Like all these generals they've been kicking out, we now have Navy SEAL sources, public and also off record, that have confirmed the Navy Admiral was given the litmus test for gun confiscation and other issues and was removed. And that we have another source saying that, yes, the word is on the other general that had something to do with the missing nukes and a litmus test, that he was criticizing the chain of command above him and saying this is unconstitutional. And now you don't hear from those generals and admirals. I mean, they are just culling the military out right now. Because, I mean, I'm not even saying these generals are like angels or anything. The point is, though, it takes a lot to really gut a country and to really sign on to evil. I mean, when you sign on to the New World Order, I want to be clear. If we had boss hogs taking over who were just losing some stuff and being corrupt, I would criticize them. I would fight them. But I wouldn't be up on air freaking out. I mean, they don't like us. They want to extinguish us. Tyrants have always hated Americans because we've been free and rebellious and armed. They've got to have a world government with disarmed slaves. They got to take us down. They're not secure till they've done it. And they're using the communist Chinese and their billion, 300 million poor souls that are their slaves to leverage everybody out and as the muscle. And I've been told by high-level sources over and over again, there's a plan to bring in communist Chinese troops up from Mexico on the Baja side when that big giant port they've got, the biggest in the world they're building, and to bring them up and call them stability troops as an I-4 mission of the UN. Now that's being discussed. And now the Chinese government can run what movies we have in control. And I used to hear that and think, you guys, this is some bait and switch where we got to worry about some outside enemy. And now I realize, I look at it all and go, my gosh, they really are planning that. And that's what the weathermen, raising Obama, it came out in federal documents, they admitted it. Graffwald heard them, and they admitted in court that they were going to bring the communist Chinese in to middle America. They've had this plan forever. I just can't believe it. It's so crazy. And with a straight face, they go, you can't pack your kids' lunches. You can't see your kids at school. We're putting barbed wire fences up. Your kids belong to us. We're going to give them shots. Whether you, all over the country, they give shots and not. They give the kids shots without asking the parents. Let's go to other calls. I'm just marveling. I'm sorry. Michael, in Kentucky, you're in the Army. What's your take on all this? And do you know anybody that's been given this training that Christians are the new enemy?
Former Army, and the reason why I'm not there anymore is because they did ask me that question. What I think about all of it is that, as a non-commissioned officer, which we are the backbone of the military, I'd urge all NCOs listening to your program to remember what your oath is, and I am an oath keeper also, and you keep that squared away high and tight, and when this thing kicks off, we're going to win.
You know what I'm saddest about? Not only will we lose a lot of good patriots in this, the average cop and military person we're going to be fighting doesn't even know what they're part of. I really don't want to have to kill these people to defend my family, but I'll do whatever I have to once it starts.
But it's nobody wants to do that, okay? But the initiation of the action is, once it's on. Okay, and you take those snot-nosed kids that are police officers now, and sheriffs who haven't got a clue that they're supposed to be there for the people. Well, when this kicks off, they're not going to be able to withstand the onslaught from the citizenry, ex-military, people that are mad. There's weapons everywhere. They're going to try it, and it's going to get ugly, and you don't want to have to do that, but...
I want to say this. I'm not even in a defensive, going to be offensive if they start it, because I'm obviously a political-type leader, but my issue is I know they're going to come after me. I'm not going to just lay down to these people, and that's not bad. I mean, that's my right to stand up against the initiation of force.
You're exactly right, but... the best defense is on the offense.
I know.
And you're on the offense with the program, everything that you guys are doing on the website. You're waking people up right and left, every day. I'm out here on a pipeline right now, okay? And there's probably a crew of 90 out here, and as an inspector, I'm walking around talking to them. And, 85% of these guys are awake. I'm seeing InfoWars out here inside of tool trailers. Okay? The best defense is an offense. And I would urge the public that has never been in the military, okay, I wouldn't get on the offense. Let former military and reservist and anybody that's got the right mind, let them get on the offense.
But then that's another question. Who do you get on the offense against? Obviously, it's the globalist operatives, the politicos, that are going to be trying to command the military and police into the fight. Those are the people that think they're going to sit back in Tarrytown or wherever and call the shots. It isn't going to work that way.
Well, at the tip of the spear. Okay, and the tip of the spear is that idiot from any town USA that's willing to do their bidding. That's who we're after. That locks a lot of things up, and all of a sudden the true believers in what they're doing aren't going to be true believers anymore.
They're not just shoving housewives around anymore. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden it's real serious.
I just can't believe the communists with a bunch of crazy bankers are going to try this. I mean, they are nuts, man. I tell you, fortune favors the bold. They know that. Well, good talking to you. Interesting call from Kentucky. Michael knows what he's talking about. They're going to have a lot of trouble in Kentucky. They're going to use nerve gas, though. We got those documents via the Sunshine Project. Don't think this is going to be fun. Jim. and others. We're going to get to you. We got a guest coming up, and if you can hold, I'll get to you. We're going to John Perkins on about 25 minutes, then I'll go back to you if you can hold and not hang up. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They got America to basically give up its basic liberties and freedoms in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, which they ran and controlled. That's all public now. Now they flipped it onto real libertarians and conservatives that are anti-war, pro-gun groups, property rights groups, and it's mainstream news today. It's up on Infowars.com that they're telling Christians you can't give to the Tea Party or evangelical groups or you'll be arrested and court-martialed. And that's totally illegal. You can't tell troops they can't do that. But this is the political persecution that Obama has been carrying out. But here's the thing. Nixon tried some of this stuff. Some of this stuff happened during Iran-Contra with Daddy Bush running it, wanting to test using COG to have a coup d'etat. This is happening throughout history. Always governments try to take over. Criminal elements in the governments. Just because this is all happening now, and it's happening at a level I've never seen before. So it is very dangerous. Doesn't mean we're going to have a civil war and all this stuff. We need peace, folks. I will do everything I can to not let them provocateur something or all the racial division, the rest of it. Now, John Perkins is an expert on this, and I won't go over his whole bio. He's with us till about 45 after, and I'll get back to your calls. JohnPerkins.org. He's a New York Times, what is it, number one best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He was a chief economist and advised the World Bank and the United Nations and the U.S. Treasury Department, Fortune 500 corporations. And he's got a whole bunch of best-selling books on the subject, and they would send him in to try to get countries, third world, old world, to sign over their infrastructure and basically be financially robbed and enslaved. Or he would then send in the jackals, who were basically folks that would overthrow the country. So the exact subject we're talking about here in America, it's the banksters that aren't free market, that are monopolistic, that do this. And, you know, we see now in Obama the embodiment of Madison Avenue hype, where he's gotten away with things that Bush could never dream of. So it's not that Bush was good, it's that Obama is the more effective of evils. And John Perkins, in a nutshell for us, in a longer segment's coming up, seeing what's happening with the bank looting worldwide, seeing what's happening with Obamacare, not trying to give people actual health care, but just pay money to foreign, you know, insurance companies or whatever. I mean, as an expert on this, what do you think's really going on, and how can you tie your decades of running hitman operations economically into what you see? As a hitman, as an economic hitman, now making pittance for what you've done, and I think doing a great job, what do you see as a mechanic? What do you see?
Well, Alex, first of all, good to be with you again. I think I go back to my old theme that it's really not the U.S. government that's behind this. It's the big corporations. And that's where we really have to look at our leverage points. How do we move the big corporations? Let's face it. Today, our president doesn't really have that much power. Our Congress doesn't have that much power. They're financed. Their campaigns are financed by big corporations, and they become essentially servants to those corporations. And so if we really want to change things, that's where we have to look. And, you know, I'm not trying to let Obama off the hook or Bush or anybody else off the hook, except to say that the reality of the situation today is that we don't have a democracy. We don't have a representative democracy. You know, during most of my lifetime, I think it'd be fair to say that our elected officials wrote the laws, but they don't anymore, not the important laws. The important laws are written by corporate lobbyists, passed through the politicians whom they control. And that's what happens. So our democracy has really been robbed by a bunch of robber barons. And I think it's really, really important for us to understand that almost all of these issues that you're addressing, all very, very important issues, at some point in time, they go back to the corporations making huge windfall profits off us. The 1%, once again, exploiting the 99%. It's actually more like 0.0001% exploiting the 99.999%. So I think we really need to look at where these leverage points are, that in order to change government, we've got to understand that we've got to go after big corporations.
I agree with you. I talk about Obama because he's used as the diversion to carry all this out, and it's kind of like a closer at the end of a baseball game. And I agree that as we, whether it be on the real left or real right or libertarian, whatever, we're all targeted because we're independent and really trying to get justice. And these corporations are trying to convert us over to an authoritarian model that you saw carried out in the third world.
Exactly. You know, and in fact, we're meeting the definition of fascism when we go this route, or at least one of the definitions. There's many definitions, but that's one of them. It's interesting, Alex. I speak to some extremely conservative organizations around the world. I just came back from Southeast Asia, from Europe, from the Middle East, from Latin America, and I also speak to some extremely liberal, progressive organizations. It's really interesting to me how the two extremes, as well as what's in the center, invites me to talk. And one of the things that tells
me... Well, stay there. Come back and tell us about that. But I think that's what happens when you get down to survival. When you get down to a crisis, people really start getting, hey, it's these mega banks. It's these big corporations that are bigger than most governments, that literally are above the law and are establishing corporate world government. John Perkins, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gentlemen,
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What happens when you have a world run by high-tech propagandists, themselves employed by ultra-rich, above-the-law, eugenics-based families who are actively trying to dumb the population down in deindustrialized nations for political control? What do you do when they take over countries and literally destroy them and then exploit them? Well, now that's coming home to roost here in America. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, best-selling author, really blew the doors years ago wide open on a lot of the secret operations that go on. And so much of it, since he went public, has now been released, declassified, admitted. It's organized crime, ladies and gentlemen, that we're facing. And he went through his own realization. John, briefly, then I want you to get into what you were talking about, how we fix this, what you see happening worldwide right now, how you see an awakening. But just briefly, how did you begin to awaken? You've told that briefly before, but I think it's important to know that that you know, you get into a system incrementally, all of a sudden you go from being a good guy to doing really bad things, but in the process of coming back to being good again, almost like Darth Vader, to use that analogy. And that's your story, is really the story of how we can probably even get those in the system to put the brakes on things. Take Joseph Stiglitz, you know, blowing the whistle as well.
Yeah. That's interesting, because two Nobel laureates, Stiglitz and Krugman, both have recently said that economics is not at all about what we're taught in economic school. It's not about supply and demand. It's all about being run by politics. Where they didn't quite go is to say, but politics is run by big corporations. So our whole economic system is run by big corporations. It has nothing to do with supply and demand. It could, but under the current laws and regulations, it does not. And I just want to I want to comment on what you said about it's run by organized crime. The big difference, Alex, is that unfortunately these guys aren't committing crimes. They write the laws.
That's right.
So they write laws that allow them to get away with what should be crimes. But in fact, for the most part, they're not breaking any
laws. I agree, but the Nazis put stuff on the books that they got hung for. Just because they have some, you know, 10 badges and write some stuff up doesn't mean it really doesn't break basic universal law.
No, you know, in fact, you think about organized crime, you think about the Prohibition, and what organized crime was doing at that point was actually something that soon became legal.
Sure.
So they weren't really doing anything all that bad in a way, although they were certainly killing people through all the mobs.
You're right. So I shouldn't compare organized crime to the bankers. That's insulting organized crime. You're right.
It is. It really is. The bankers are so much smarter than organized crime that they don't have to actually commit crimes. They don't go to jail. We all know they're not going to jail. They shouldn't be in jail. They're not going to jail. So anyway, you know, I realized as I went through this process of being an economic hitman, and I did that only for 10 years, and at the beginning I thought I was doing the right thing, you know, it's what's taught in business schools, but as I went through it, I saw that what I was doing was really criminal, even though it's legal criminality, and that what I was doing was just helping that notorious, infamous 1%, which is actually a lot less than 1%, get richer and richer and making the rest of us poorer and poorer, destroying the middle class, in fact. And, you know, I think one of the things we have to do is to let the corporations know that we're just not going to buy from them as long as they keep supporting these draconian fascistic policies. We do have control. The marketplace is a voting booth. The marketplace is a democracy if we will just look at it that way and use it that way and put pressure on these people. And I think this is so important. And to have the discussion that we're having now is a very, very viable way of making this happen. We have to put pressure on these corporations. And I think we have to recognize that in the past you needed a gun in order to take out a president. Kennedy, you know, everybody knew Kennedy was having affairs with lots of amazing women, Marilyn Monroe and Angie Dickinson and interns in the White House and so on. It didn't matter. But by the time Clinton came along, you know, they could impeach a president for a sex scandal. And then the head of the IMF was taken out for the same reason. He had an obvious weakness and they found it. I think we know today that Obama or McCain or anybody else can be taken down by a sex scandal or a drug scandal or an embezzlement scandal. And it doesn't even have to be true. It could be, you know, the FBI could create this very easily and send out a message to the mainstream media. You can destroy a president. You can destroy a senator. And I think they're all aware of this. So it's very important for us to realize that we, the people, have to take control. We are the ones with the power. Our leaders don't have that kind of power.
That's right. They're such puppets. The NSA takes the data, gives it to select corporations in these files to then blackmail people. Hey, you cheated on your wife 10 years ago. Do you want her to know about that, Justice? Fine. Give us the vote we want. Hey, police chief, we know about you being in a unit 20 years ago that took some drug money. We know you're not really corrupt, but still you're going to go to jail for it. I mean, that's why they use these databases on record. That's why all this spying and stuff is so bad, because it creates a panopticonic system that really gives a power to the corporate tyrants that nobody's ever had before.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're hearing about how the NSA spying now is impacting our relationships with Germany and lots of other countries, Brazil, lots of countries. But what we're not hearing very much about is how this can be used against the 16-year-old kid today who you know, in a couple of decades decides he wants to run for Senate or president or be police chief, as you said. And somebody goes back into his files and sees that when he was 14 or 15 or 16 or something, he sent a naked picture of himself or said something that for an adult would be inappropriate. But for a teenager might just be, you know, going along with the system. He has some girl to be his friend without benefit. Who knows? The fact of the matter is, what we haven't been discussing very much, and I wish we would, is how all of these files on young people today can be used against them in the future, not necessarily to keep them out of office, maybe even to help them get in office, but once they're in office, to have complete control over them. Okay, now you're senator. Now you're president. We got you. If you want to maintain your job, if you want to keep your marriage, if you want to keep your life, then you better play our game or we're going to expose something you did back when you were 16 years old.
What is the end game? I mean, I think it comes down to, for us, if somebody's doing good for the people and what's common sense, don't listen to the scandals that are so obvious anymore. We're just made up tripe. The real crime is the big organized syndicate. But A, I want to ask what our end game should be. But B, what is the big corporate hedge fund, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, what is their end game? Because I see the things they're doing. It's so authoritarian. It's so draconian. It's so anti-free speech. It's so anti-journalism. And I just don't know why these guys think that they're going to get out of building a bear trap like this. History shows the tyranny they're creating and the end of due process they're creating and of separation of powers and balance of power is a black hole that is going to destroy them as well. There's no way they're going to get out of this.
I agree with you, Alex, but I don't think they believe that. And, of course, a lot of them will get out of it, already have gotten out of it. As individuals, they retire with their golden parachutes and whatever. In the long run, the system's going to collapse. It has to. But in the short run, a lot of people in the process get very powerful and make a lot of money. What drives them? You know, I don't know. What drives a quarterback in a football game when he's way ahead to want to score one more touchdown, you know? I mean, it seems to be part of human character in a way to want more and more and more. But beyond that, the measuring stick for these corporate executives is money and power. And so if you work for Goldman Sachs and last year you only made $15 million, but the guy at the next desk over made $18 million, you want to beat him. This next year, the two of you have this rivalry going.
That's right. You're not thinking about two or three steps down what you're doing, what it's causing. You're literally just had three wives, and one of them just took $10 million you had in the bank, and you want to make $20 million more.
Exactly. And you get together for beers after work or whatever. You have to play these games where they talk about, hey, how many did you sell today? How much money did you make today? Blah, 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 blah. So to hell with the consumer. To hell with the public. You know, just keep building up, winning, scoring that next touchdown. It just becomes part of our system. And I think what you know, your message is, the message to all of us has to be is that we got to create something better. Listen, we have created an abject failed global economy. You know, there's no question about it. It can't go on like
that. Well, that was my next question. You're a smart guy. Most of the experts we talk to say the prognosis goes from bad to worse economically. Where would you put the world economy? What do you expect to happen with this QE Unlimited? All the things we see happening here, I know you've written about seeing it on a smaller model in the old and first world.
You know, they can keep building it back up in the short term. Stocks go up. It looks like the economy is growing. And yet the middle class is still worse off every day. More foreclosures, high unemployment. The statistics that show that we're gaining are really statistics that show that the very wealthy are gaining. And the economic statistics in our country are very skewed to the very, very wealthy, that 1% that controls so much of the resources. So we really need to go into this and look deeply and say, hey, the job of corporations who control the world is to serve a public interest, not to serve that 1%. And we have this control. You know, you reach so many people, and you reach consumers. Women are big consumers. You know, they buy a lot of things. Consumer groups that will go out there and say to these corporations, hey, cut it out. We're only going to buy from the ones that are going to serve our interests. Yes, make a decent rate of return for your investors, because that's how we develop better systems. And let's face it, we need a lot of better systems. We need to move into an economy that's based on cleaning up pollution, and creating better systems of transportation, communications, energy, banking. We need to, you know, let's get rid of that banking system and get into a new one. Better systems for treating sick people, all kinds of things. You know, we can create a better economy, but we, the people, have to be the ones to make that work, because our leaders just are not going to do it. And even if they want to do it, they can't do it. They don't have that kind of power.
I agree with you. So it's when the unmovable object comes into contact with the unstoppable force, they're going to try to start wars historically, false flags, stage terror, let terrorists attack us, to bring in the fear, to pose as our saviors. They're openly cashing heavy weapons everywhere, and openly now, down to the level of enlisted, telling them the new enemy is the American people. Prepare for all this stuff. I mean, this is craziness. And then I see John Corzine making 40-to-1 bets with other people's money and not getting in trouble. I mean, I really think, just like Hitler and other crazy kleptocrats, I think these guys just think they're invincible, and I think they're going to probably – I think there's a good chance they're going to start World War III or something. I think they're that nuts.
Yeah, you know, you talked about letting the terrorists attack us, but what about, you know, encouraging these terrorists to attack us? You know, this what's going on in Syria, I think, is very disturbing, that, in fact, we seem to be in a position where we're going to be arming and supporting al-Qaeda. And I don't like Assad at all. I don't like the Syrian regime, but I don't think the answer is to you know, basically arm the enemy and support the enemy.
Well, exactly. Let me ask you this in closing, and then talk about your website and your latest book, and then we'll let you get going. I appreciate your time. John, I've studied history. I haven't been around that long. You know, I'm just 40 years old. But I've studied a lot of history, and I've been on the air 18 years. I've seen a lot of things happen. The elites now seem more reckless and more wild and more crazy than they've ever been. And I just see it on thousands of different points, like DU. They wouldn't let them use DU 25 years ago, then they started letting them use it. Now they use it at local shooting ranges. I mean, it's a death sentence to whoever uses it on record. It's just on thousands of points. Used to, they didn't let reactors, you know, have 91% of the reactors publicly leaking worldwide, and the U.S. is the worst. I mean, it seems like there really is, Max Kaiser calls them suicide bankers or suicide stockbrokers, where the guy knew he was probably going to die in the towers, but he stayed at the terminal to make, you know, $20 million extra. I mean, it's pathological. They are mentally ill, I really think.
Yeah. You know, Max, I traveled around Ireland and part of England for a while with Max a little over a year ago. What an amazing guy. I think they're desperate. I think to a certain degree what's going on is that they're understanding that we're digging in. And I think we should take energy from them. It's kind of like Aikido. You know, when your opponent exerts a lot of energy against you, you turn it back around. So I think part of what's happening now is that they're beginning to understand that between the Tea Party and the Occupy movement, the extreme right, the extreme left, they're all incredibly dissatisfied. And everybody in the middle is dissatisfied. Well, some of the people in the middle are just lethargic. But I think the status quo, I think what I call the corporatocracy, is understanding that they're in a desperate situation. So they're trying to rape us of everything they can in the short run, make as much as they possibly can in the short run, and also dig in.
That is very profound, because when I'm in a quiet place, you know, not on air and really thinking, it isn't confidence we're seeing. I agree with you. This is kind of a mad looting towards the end. And also, I've talked to a lot of elitists themselves that have apologized off record. They were running 5 years ago saying it was all over. And if you look, they're all running to the middle of nowhere with, you know, armed guards and stuff. I mean, I think you're right. I think they know they're not going to get away with this.
I agree. So we should get energy from this, and we should take great hope in this, and just keep up our struggle. Just renew it, reinvigorate it, keep talking, keep going on the air, keep doing what you're doing, Alex. And again, you know, I think we have to recognize that the right and the left are our partners in this. And how do we come together in a way that will really make all of us force change here?
Let me ask you this final question, and then talk about your new book. What do you think Obamacare really is? I mean, there's no way they put out something that doesn't work this bad and doubles the rates written by the insurance companies. I mean, I would prefer over this actually having, you know, like Northern European socialism and actually taking care of people that need health care. But, of course, that's not what it is. It's the same hedge funds that own the insurance companies, from what I've seen, stealing everybody's money.
I got to tell you, I've been traveling internationally for the last 6 months, and I'm not up to date on it at all. I don't feel very comfortable commenting on it. But obviously we need something in this country. So many people go without insurance. I don't know what the right answer is, to be honest with you, Alex.
No, but see how they use the crisis of an already corrupt healthcare system to make it even worse?
Yeah. That's not my thing. My thing is, let's go after the corporations on so many levels. Healthcare is just one of them, and it's one that I'm not terribly familiar with.
Sure. Plug the new book. Tell us about the new book.
Hoodwinked. Hoodwinked. You can go out to my website, johnperkins.org, and learn more about it. Please join my newsletter at johnperkins.org or dreamchange.org. I send a newsletter out once a month and a blog about once a month dealing with these topics. And I'm traveling around speaking. I'd love to meet some of your listeners and viewers face-to-face. So go to my site, see where I'm speaking, come up and introduce yourselves to me. I look forward to meeting
all of you. All right, John. Thank you so much for the time and your perspective. God bless. There goes John Perkins. Thank you, sir. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls. Folks that have been holding Jim, I promise I'm going right to you. Department of Defense, civilian. William in Tennessee is a police officer. But first, we're going to go to Jim. And in the order they called, Daniel in Minnesota's Army. Then William, who's police. Jason is Army and police. I'm going to go quickly. I'll try to shut up. Just make your point. I'll go to the next person. When we come back on the other side of this quick break, please stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, it's open phones now after we talk to these military folks. 800-259-9231. I told you this was in the law. We've been telling you for 3 years this is how they're going to do it. Fox News is now reporting that opt-out Obamacare penalty can't be enforced unless you get a tax refund. And I don't care what the law says. The IRS doesn't follow a law. They're going to take the money out of your bank account as well. But Fox News is now reporting that. That's up on DrudgeReport.com. InfoWars.com. Up on InfoWars.com, Fort Hood soldiers told that Christians Tea Partiers are a radical terror threat and you're not allowed to give money to them, violating their First Amendment. I mean, that is beyond authoritarianism. Healthcare.gov, Team Obama and its dysfunctional 500 million lines of code. Kurt Nimmo has an article. BRICS countries build new internet to avoid NSA spying. Shock, cop buy shoplifter groceries. Feds order school to ban packed lunches without doctor's note. That is such a big story up on InfoWars.com. It's expanding nationwide. It is a federal order. I told you that 2 years ago in Chicago and then in Denver. It is a federal order. That's the news. Confirmed. The schools are saying you must eat the GMO. Your mommy and daddy can't pack you food. Think of the message to the kids. I mean, in the Soviet Union, they let parents pack lunches. I mean, whoa, nobody in North Korea. This is unbelievable. I'm ranting. Let's go to Jim, then we're going to go to Daniel, everybody else. These are former military police, or no, current military police, Department of Defense civilian. What do you think of being told, or have you been told, have you heard about this new thing of don't give money to any mainline libertarian or Republican group or we'll arrest you, and don't give money to a Christian group or we'll arrest you? What do you make of that?
Well, I make out of it that they're attacking patriots, and specifically they're trying to undermine fathers. There any sense of alpha male in the house or in the community, they want to tear it out because they want to prey on the women and children specifically.
That's right. They're now going to make Marines wear women's hats.
Yes.
And I mean, these are a bunch of perverts. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They humiliate us out here. I'm in Los Angeles. My son, he goes to school in Culver City. He's 8 years old. And I had a principal actually tell me there at the school that government is the best thing to slice bread to raise our children. And I had to debate him on that and tell him that, you know what, as an educator, you should be ashamed to even say something like that because the Constitution should have been in your curriculum at some standpoint during your tenure. And at this stage, we're sending out an SOS here from Los Angeles because we need patriots here. We need more people who stand on the Constitution. This guy interrogated my son about the firearms that we have in our home. And he then called the police, Culver City PD. They followed up with CPS. CPS actually came out and said that the allegations were laughable. They said that I was neglecting my children because I own firearms.
I know. Doctors call the CPS, and again, they're not liberals. They're authoritarians. And there's no law. There's no nothing. They send CPS, and you're blessed you didn't get a bad one, because about half of them are really bad, and they try to take your kids when you own legal guns. I mean, California is how the whole country's going to be, my friend.
You have to rescind your consent. That was the first thing I said to him over the phone. I said, I rescind my consent. I don't give you any consent to come here or do anything. And the lady, these people speak a certain verbiage and a certain legalese that you have to stand up to them. If you don't, they're going to roll over you. They're going to do what they want to, and they're coming for our kids. They're predators out there. These people are predators, and there's a system.
I know.
The child support system, the welfare system, the family courts, the schools, they're all in cahoots. They all work together.
Oh, no, when you go to have a baby, and they sit there and go and kick the dad out of the room, go out of the room, please, sir, and they go, "Is you got enough money? Is he treating you nice?" And the wife doesn't know. They're putting you in a database, and she says, "No, we don't have any money, but his mom's helping us out," or whatever. They take your kids.
And they the doctors, they're in there as well. They're taking in as much information as possible. Don't tell them anything. Spin them around. Tell them, control your PR. Tell them what you want to tell them.
That's right. Anything connected to the government or big corporations is the enemy. Folks, I'm not kidding. This is a scientific enemy we're fighting. We've got to oppose them everywhere. We're going to come back with Daniel and others. Jason, let's...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.